This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Each time my heart fans the fire to that old flame that burns inside of me. She cried when I left her, now I cry to forgive her. Though how foolish I was to ever want to leave. Nobody in his right mind would have left her. I had to be crazy.
Let's look at the Kavanaugh psyop, and then we'll talk to former Fox News contributor that dared question Lord and Savior, Dr. Ford. I wanted Amy Coney Barrett. Beautiful woman, great judge, a constitutionalist, a patriot. But don't think there's Trump's going to try her next if Kavanaugh fails. I think we're on a razor's edge right now. There are going to be women saying that she gang raped them with fire hoses, folks. So the Democrats aren't going to stop. That's why they're death threatening everybody, at the restaurant where Cruz ate now. I mean, I deal with these people. They are mad dog. Mad dog. They'll do anything, because their religion is dominating the American people.
We believe survivors. We believe survivors. We believe survivors.
Way hotter than you do.
And then when the Republicans talk to her, she they go, "We're sorry. We're sorry. You're right. Kavanaugh. We'll have Kavanaugh executed. Okay." And then the headlines. I've got them right here. Last night, an anonymous woman called the switchboard and was put through it. She says she saw her daughter raped by him. She wouldn't say where she was or what year, but that's a fourth person.
It's an allegation of misconduct. We should underscore that it is an anonymous allegation. This is unlike the other three allegations that we have been discussing throughout the course of today.
So I guess they might just randomly call the Capitol switchboard and say, "I raped somebody." In fact, I thought about calling the Capitol switchboard myself and going, "Hello, my name's Alice, but I'm not going to tell you who I am or where I am. Brett Kavanaugh gang raped me with 14 elves. Yes, it was 49 years ago. And Brett Kavanaugh, he also flayed my skin and pulled my fingernails out with pliers. And then he had an electric drill and he drilled my kneecaps." "Yes, ma'am, we're very sorry. Now, this is anonymous. I'm not going to tell you where or when. Just, okay, Kavanaugh's evil. Click." Anonymous accuser says Kavanaugh drilled their kneecaps with a Black & Decker drill.
I think when you really look at it all, it's not going to change any of the Democrats' minds. They're obstructionists. They're actually con artists because they know how quality this man is, and they've destroyed a man's reputation. And they want to destroy it even more. And I think people are going to see that in the midterms, what they've done to this family, what they've done to these children, these beautiful children of his, and what they've done to his wife. And they know it's a big, fat con job.
I forgot about the fifth one they've already withdrawn because
right.
It was totally fraud.
That's right. There was another one, anonymous, that was put forward also by Sheldon Whitehouse, Democrat senator from Rhode Island. And this was a guy who had heard that some girl had been assaulted by Brett Kavanaugh. He did it anonymously. They figured out who this guy was. And as soon as his name was released, he said, no, I take it back. I was mistaken.
The primary impact was in the initial 4 years after the event. I struggled academically. I struggled very much in Chapel Hill in college.
As she's sitting there with the deep state top lawyer for McCabe and Comey and all of them, they're just relishing. And when she talks to women, they're all looking at her and shaking their heads like, "Oh, you poor baby. Oh, my God, you've been through so much." And they're just relishing this. And then she sycophantically smiles and, like, looks up at Feinstein, like, "Am I pleasing you?" And it's just all this victimology. That's what everyone is into. This is how you destroy a country right here. Meanwhile, China executes you if you're gay.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Now take you
from deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, as you know, last week, the New York Times had a poll out for a few hours saying, do you think the testimony of Dr. Ford, turns out she never even did a residency, so she's not a doctor, that Dr. Ford, and I said, hell no, I don't believe her. Her dad and grandfather were both high-level CIA, her brother is. She comes out of the law firm, her family does, Baker Hostetler that cooked up the fake Pissgate dossier. That's now all come out. And then you've got her story. You've got the prosecutor saying none of it adds up, giving a whole list of her saying it doesn't add up. And then you've got Kavanaugh beating people up and raping people on boats, not true, and attacking people in Colorado, not true. I don't know if I'd call her a skank because, in a way, there's something attractive about a wild woman at least. But, he's got a right to say that. Kevin Jackson, well, I didn't know who Kevin Jackson was, so I saw him on the Skype. Oh, I've seen that guy, Oliver Fox, and listened to his, I heard him on the radio and read articles he's in. He's a really smart guy. I'm like, wow, that Kevin Jackson got fired? Kevin Jackson's a former Fox contributor as of this weekend, fired for his tweets about Barrett Kavanaugh's accusers. He is a best-selling author and a syndicated radio host, KJRadio.com, BleedingBlueMovie.com, which I've heard all about. So he's joining us now, and, it's like the eyes don't ever connect names. They're like, oh, yeah, I love that guy. So he's on with us at least till 45 after, then we're going to air this piece for that. A city-sponsored event saying I'm fake and should be taken off the air called The Rhetoric of Donald Trump and Alex Jones and How to Stop Fake News. So I showed up, and they all had the police take me away, but whatever. The police were apologizing for it, but it's still just crazy. So that's coming up in the last segment. We're going to cover the whole Kavanaugh situation, because we knew it was coming. A, the free speech attacks, but B, now it's perjury investigation. Because somebody at Yale said a guy got in his face and he threw beer on him. And then that guy got arrested. There's not even a record of this. But notice, he never got arrested. Who knows if it's even true? I mean, I saw Brett Kavanaugh at Yale 34 years ago, having sex with a donkey. I mean, it's not true, but I guess I can say it. So, Kevin Jackson, thanks for joining us. This is just getting absolutely out of control.
Hello, my name is Peggy.
That's right. And I tell you, so Fox chopped your head off for calling these women skanks.
Well, what I said, and I don't have the actual tweet, I don't really care because I still stand by the notion that there is such a thing as a skank, and there are skanks that are men, there are skanks that are women, there are dogs that are men, there are dogs that are women. I mean, there's, pick your terminology. I mean, Samantha Bee called Ivanka Trump a Trump a feckless you know what, and Bill Maher called Sarah Palin a TWAT. I'll just spell it because I don't know who your audience is going to here, Alex. But look, Fox has a right to do whatever they want to do. And they reacted. But what I will tell you are guys like you and me who are out there, you know, trying to spread the truth and talk about things in reality. There's a reason why we've got a level of popularity that other people don't have. And the fact that I'm not afraid to say what I wanted to say about them and worry about the consequences certainly doesn't make me a sellout for all of the black people that call me that from pretty much every day.
No, it's the opposite of a sellout. Same thing with Kanye West. The opposite of a sellout, them trying to bully him, not to support Trump or myself at Saturday Night Live.
You know what? That was a great thing. And I've been doing this thing around college campuses called the Kanye effect. And what it was, Alex, if you want to talk about that for just a bit, Kanye, like Donald Trump before he became president, he said in an interview, he goes, look, rappers, hip hop guys made rhymes looking for ways to put Trump into their rhymes, including Snoop Dogg. But the minute that Donald Trump becomes president of the United States, suddenly you got to abandon your friend. And that weighed on him so much that I think it ended up putting him in some sort of rehab because he was thinking about all the money that he could lose. Look, I just lost a pretty fat contract with Fox, but I'll tell you this, I still stand true to who I am. And that's the problem.
Let me ask you this. At a gut level, aren't you even feeling better about yourself? Aren't you feeling more like a man? Because when I get persecuted, I'm not looking for trouble. I love, you know, being successful and monetary support. But at the same time, not if I have to give up my soul.
I wish I could answer yes to that, Alex, but I've always felt like a man. From the moment I hit manhood, and you know, and maybe it has to do with having a lot of black belts and the disposition.
No,
of the
I know
Tasmanian
you feel like
devil.
A man. I'm saying, did getting knocked down a little bit for telling the truth make you feel good in a way, is what I'm saying?
It did in a way because I knew I was standing on principle, and it felt good to get, you know, my loyal fans were like, Kevin, way to go, and thanks for doing that. But I'll tell you, to answer your question in that regard, I got up the next day. And I tweeted to the leftists that if you think you measure me by Fox, you picked the wrong Negro. I'm a free range Negro, and I've always thought for myself, and this is not going to do anything for me except strengthen my resolve to wake up every day kicking your asses. And that's essentially what I did. Every single day I wake up, that's my first tweet in the morning, is how bad I'm going to kick the butts of the left, and then I go on with my normal day.
Exactly. So that's where I stand, being deplatformed, going after our credit card processors, death threats, all of it. It's like, that proves you're as bad as I thought. Now I got to fight even harder.
Well, you know, Alex, to your point of what they did to you, I mean, I look at what happened to me as minor, honestly, in comparison to the attack that's on you. And I'm not saying that because I'm on your show. I've admired your work. Obviously, they've tried to demonize you and make you sort of this alt-right crazy guy, conspiracy theorist. But it isn't too much conspiracy when stuff starts to happen and it's correct. Now, in my case, it was a targeted attack. They said, we're going to get rid of Jackson. He won't be on Fox. And everybody's like, enjoy unemployment. These clowns don't even realize we work for ourselves. And you know what? The majority of the people that are going to support us will continue to support us. So kudos to you. And I hope, man, you know, look, everybody was at the first thing that happened. A lot of people were like, Kevin, you got to call Alex and you guys partner up on something. You know, look, I'm game for anything that's going to get the truth out there that is going to be reality. And I want to make sure that there are no more black kids growing up afraid to speak their mind.
Well, I
like
think your instinct is key here, that we need to get all the real talent being censored somehow together, at least on some projects, because the power of all of us, we've been taken off the air, not because we're not popular, like Tucker Carlson said, but because we are popular.
Absolutely. Well, look, I'm a management consultant by training, and I mean, my degrees are in engineering, computer science, and math, electrical engineering. And when I got out of that, I went into management consulting. And the first thing that I noticed when I got out of that and came to doing this was the risk. And I told people, I said, look, Google, Facebook, Twitter, all these social media platforms, they hate us. They're going to cut off our windpipe at some point. And we're seeing that happen. So I started a thing called TeaPartyCommunity.org, which was to combat Facebook. And here's what I don't like about the conservative movement, Alex. And it's not so much true for your fans, because they're rabid, you know, Alex Jones supporters. But the average conservative, unfortunately, is a wishy-washy pansy.
They're too passive, and they love to get liberal approval.
You're exactly right. And so here I've got 200,000 people on this site, and it should be 20 million. And I just want people to think about how fast we would grow. What would happen if
Donald Trump started tweeting it? Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, think about the power, Alex, of you having 20 million people behind you, not having to worry about advertisers, not having to worry about, you know, anything, because you've got 20 million people that are ready to respond to whatever it is that we, the call of duty that is for that day. What could we do? What if it was 60 million? Look, we'd own politics if we had a fraction of what the left have with respect to social media, because we have truth on our side.
I want to hear about this. I want about the inventor of the internet, not Al Gore, the real guy, saying the same thing you're saying. We'll talk about that, not this segment, the next segment. The next segment, I want to get into what you think about the election, Kavanaugh, gut level, where you think this is going, where you think the left's going to go next, because here's the thing. They are just ramping everything up, because before they were arrogant and really thought Hillary was going to win. We lost some of that arrogance when Trump won, and now they're totally panicked, so they're now a dangerous enemy. So I don't want to underestimate them. And when we come back, we'll talk to Kevin Jackson, KJRadio.com, Fox News contributor, really smart guy, banned for pointing out that he thinks these people are totally full of crap, which is his right to do. Plus, they've been proven to be full of BS. But again, they want to have their rhetoric, kill Trump, kill his family, kill everybody. We're not saying that. That's not free speech. We're being banned and kicked off the air for telling the truth that these people are a pack of liars. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Kevin Jackson's our guest. Fox News former contributor got fired for, well, I'll read some of the quotes here, but here's the issue. It's all selective. Libertarians, nationalists, conservatives, we can't say anything. But the left, major Antifa groups with hundreds of thousands of followers can say, don't just kill Ted Cruz or Vice President Pence, led by this New York City professor, leading groups in D.C. We need to kill the staff. You know, we need to, is what those Twitter accounts from Antifa were saying, kill the staff for serving Ted Cruz. And this is happening all over the country. Where there was a case in the news, there was a gay owner of the most popular restaurant in Houston, and the governor was down there, and they took a picture and put it on Twitter of famous people and Facebook that had been there. They protested so bad the owners got rid of all their social media and may just close the restaurant now. The restaurant may close. This is bizarre bullying, and it's getting crazier and crazier. So I want to ask Kevin Jackson, before we get into Kavanaugh, what do you think peak Trump derangement syndrome will look like? Because it's getting crazier and wilder, and their wish to persecute people and censor people is so authoritarian. A, how bad will it get? And B, how big will the backlash be?
I think you're going to see somebody get killed. And eventually the left is going to finally wake up and start seeing just how crazy they are. Look, it's already starting in academia. You got professors that said, we have raised a bunch of feral animals here, and we can't handle it. So you have groups like, I can't recall the name now, but there's a group of professors that formed that said, we've gone too far. You know, we let this political correctness, this snowflake generation take it to a level that's untenable. And so they're chasing them out. Remember the professor that they wanted to have only blacks on campus day up at Evergreen College? And this white professor didn't get the word. So he's on campus. They chased him off that college, and he never went back. So that's the type of thing you're seeing. And look, we were talking about name calling. Look, there's nobody on the planet that gets called worse names than a black conservative. I could give you 50 without even breaking a sweat. And I'll clean one up for you. I get called coon butt Negro in a different way. Step and fetch it, Uncle Tom, Cooler the Man, Opera Thomas, Rush Limbaugh wannabe, all kinds of things. And they get worse than that.
We've all seen the ICE footage, and there'll be like 30 officers and two or three happen to be black, and the white people are screaming N-word at them. And then the left goes, well, that's okay as long as they work for the government. As if you work for the government, now you deserve to be called that if you're anybody.
Now, let me tell you, it's okay. It's funny. I was talking about this the other day, Alex, and it's okay to call for a white person to call a black man the N-word as long as you're directing it at a conservative. Blacks allow it, and white leftists will allow it. The tolerance of that side of the aisle is ridiculous. And that's why when people ask me, what do? I tell you, I will get in your grill. I will fight you back in a New York minute. I'm trained to fight for that reason. And it's a sad state of affairs that I've had to train four boys, three of whom are men now, to fight just to stand up for what they believe in. But this, it's going to take more beatings and finally killings, I think, with us being the victims. And then finally we start fighting back, and then it starts happening to them. And I think once that occurs, when we start whooping that butt, then you're going to see guys going, okay, you better leave them alone.
Well, I was about to say they banned Proud Boys off Twitter, calling them Nazis when they're the opposite, because they go out and 10-1 when these Antifa meth head white guys come over with clubs, with extendable batons and try to kill them. They fight back and knock them out, and the left calls that bullying. If I try to hit you in the head with a device that could kill you, and then I take you out, you're a bully. So they got their Twitter accounts banned for that video right there.
Unbelievable. Well, let me tell you, I'm going to be kicked off Twitter, because if I'm ever in one of those situations, you're going to watch me go to jail, but I will have taken out about 10 or 15 of those thugs. Because the thing is, they don't want you to fight. That's what they want. They want to beat us down verbally, and then they want to beat us down physically. And, Alex, let's face it, over the past few decades, man, would we exist if the Republican Party, if the conservative movement was doing what it's supposed to be doing? I mean, look, man, I don't know what you like to do. I got better things to do.
I love to go out and hike. I love to go fishing. I don't want to be doing this all the time. I don't want to go out to a restaurant with my family and people walk over and go, F you, Nazi, and knock my drink over in my face.
Right. And so I look at, why are we doing this? And it takes some guts, dude, to get up in the morning, go face these people face to face, and I'm not doing it for myself. I could, you either. We could go into obscurity, never be bothered again for the most part, and they would be happy they got rid of us. But we do it because this country means something, and the fact that we have children, grandchildren, and I see what's going on in the world,
I was about to say, it's going to get a lot worse. That's the thing is, they say they want to imprison conservatives. They say they want to break up families. I mean, they're really villainous.
Think about it, Alex. They want to break up families because we don't want to bring illegals into our country. They want to break us. They want to put us in jail because we use the wrong pronoun in California. I mean, when you ask me how ridiculous can it get, I will tell you, whatever we are right now, wait a day. It'll get even more ridiculous.
Well, I was talking about that. Let me raise this to you. And I'm not going to even read this on air, San Francisco Chronicle. It talks about people cutting themselves and crapping on themselves at the official parades they bring children to, and how fun it is to see the naked people. Why is San Francisco covered in human feces? There's the Guardian. Americans flee blue states in the hundreds of thousands due to high taxes, leaving fewer to pay the Democrats' tab. That's red state. And Folsom Street Fair stresses consent amid leather BDSM. And it says they will teach us consent and stop the Republican rapist by cutting themselves and crapping on each other. And I'm not even going to read all the stuff it says here. But, I mean, it's like this is what happened when we got rid of the lunatic asylums.
Well, think about it. In New York, you have people like de Blasio who now says you don't even outlaw people defecating and pissing in public. I mean, you can just do it right there. It used to be I forget what they called it, but it was a nuisance thing.
Public indecency.
Yeah. So now it's no big deal. So they have people running around with naked paint, which, you know, look, I'm a dude. I've seen some of these girls. They're hot. But would you want your kids to see that?
Well, exactly. That's the thing is, go do it in a private place. Don't be running around the middle of the street.
Right. I mean, in town square, you know, in the busiest places in New York. So this is what we're dealing with. They want to tell us that, you know, I look at teaching little kids how to put condoms on and all these other things, and then they get mad.
About the World Boy Scout Conference, and they handed out 100,000 condoms to even six-year-olds? What the hell is that? You send your son to a Boy Scout convention, and they're going to give him condoms?
Right. Well, it's no longer the Boy Scouts anymore. It can be the any scout. So, look. There is no limit. And I'm telling folks, forget about the Muslims. Forget about the illegals coming over. The worst part of what's going on in this country right now is the leftists. And the leftists have essentially made us shut up.
I agree. You're saying
anything.
The leftists they're the number one threat.
They are the threat. Yeah, they are the threat. These are the people that have been training us for decades how to shut our mouths, grin and bear it, take what they want to push to us, whatever that agenda is, and we gladly capitulate. Well, you know what? It's time we stand up.
Yeah, because now they've got all the big companies organized to censor everybody, and they use me as the first domino, and now it's everybody else. We'll come back then and get into Kavanaugh and ask our guest, how does he think we win this? Because I have children. He's got children. How do we deal with this? I think the answer is growing a backbone. Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7,000 and 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. but instead they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Short X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's Alex Jones.
Kevin Jackson was on Fox for years and has his own syndicated radio show on the GCN Radio Network. And then magically, he gets kicked off for talking bad about our Lord and Savior, Dr. Ford, who... He called these women skanks. They all look like a bunch of crazy, bug-eyed professors to me. So I don't. They're not even in the skank category. They're like crazy, bug-eyed professors. But whatever you want to call them, you know, the cat's meow, or I think she's a liar, or I think she's telling the truth. It's called the First Amendment. And again, the article's on NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com. Kit Daniels has written about it. The former or current prosecutor that grilled her lists a whole big raft of things where she totally has changed her story. And then you've got all the other fake stories that have come out on what's happening on boats, all the rest of it. So we got more bad news. White House authorizes FBI to expand Kavanaugh report. So the White House on Monday reportedly permitted the FBI to interview anyone deemed appropriate in its investigation into sexual misconduct allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh amid security that the scrutiny of the administration was limiting the scope. So see, once the witch hunt starts, everybody's a Russian except Hillary in bed with the Russians. Lindsey Graham vows full-scale probe into Dems' handling of four Kavanaugh allegations. Hashtag kill Kavanaugh tops list of Twitter hashtags. House could investigate Kavanaugh. He's confirmed. Nadler says, I mean, you knew, you just fed the lions there, folks. They're just going to get more hungry now. Meanwhile, you've got the Antifa saying kill teams need to kill the conservative leadership. That dovetails with the hashtag kill Kavanaugh. So here's the prosecutor, Rachel Mitchell, highlights massive inconsistencies in Christine Ford's testimony. That article's up on InfoWars.com. But that doesn't matter because all these politicians, these Republican cowards, other than people like Rand Paul and Lindsey Graham and Donald Trump on this issue, all the others just want a virtue signal, and they all want to play it safe. So if Kavanaugh doesn't get confirmed, well, let's just get your take on Kavanaugh in general. Again, you got banned off Fox News as a contributor. You got fired for saying you don't believe these women. How dare you have an opinion, even though none of the witnesses say these women's stories are true.
These women are lying through their teeth. And let me tell you, if you watch, excuse me, if you've seen if anybody in your family has ever been a victim of sexual abuse in any way, a friend, and you watch that testimony of lying Ford, I call it the Ford farce, then you know she's lying. Nobody talks about, well, how do you know that that was the guy? And you start talking about epinephrine and your hippocampus and stuff like that. You say, I'll never forget those eyes. I'll never forget that breath. I'll never forget the pressure that he put on me as he was doing this or that. You start talking about the things that physically happened. You don't talk about neoprenepirin and all these other crappy things he's talking about. That was with somebody describing what somebody said to her, and she's trying to explain to you what was going on in your brain.
Exactly true, because the things that were done to me, the few times I got mugged or one time some guy for no reason at a party grabbed me in the kitchen and put a knife in my throat, I remember him snarling at me, telling me he was going to kill me, and the way he smelled in his cologne, I can still smell it. I didn't talk about my hippocampus.
Right. And you know what the defense is? Well, she's a psychologist. I mean, that's what she's going to go to. I don't care who you are. There's a human factor in fear. And you don't talk about it the way
she
did.
And she didn't remember how she got there, how she left, but then the couches and the music. She remembered everything but witnesses.
Yeah. Look, Alex, I'm not even going to – for me, it's nonsense even to get into the details of what she said. She's lying.
It's 36 years. All the witnesses say the opposite. It's political. She's a huge Hillary worshiper who is the recruitment officer at her college for the CIA.
Yeah. Connect the dots with everybody involved in this case, from the attorneys, how Feinstein leaked it, how they got to all the information leading up to saying Kavanaugh's this guy. And then ask yourself this about Kavanaugh. We've all gone to college, gone to high school with guys, gone to college. Why is there no history of this dude? Did he just suddenly end the pathology of being a serial rapist, or was he never it? So for me, if we buy into this and allow ourselves to keep asking ourselves questions about this, we buy into their farce. And so the only thing we can do is what I did, which is to fight back, to call her what she is, to call women like her what they are. I have my sister one time told me about a girlfriend who borrowed my sister's pregnancy test where she tested positive so she could go to four dudes she was having sex with to get money for an abortion. Now, that's the kind of skanky stuff that women do that people don't want to talk about. Alex, everybody, any guy over the age of 25 years old.
Any guy that's been out with a lot of women knows about gold diggers and skanks.
You better believe they do. And when they asked Snoop Dogg about, you know, and I'll just say B's and H's, he said, and they ask him, would you want your daughter to be called that? He says, no, but don't tell me that I don't know what a B or an H is because I'm around them. So, look, we can pretend that the lexicon hurts our feelings and stuff like that. The left weren't, their feelings weren't hurt with what I said. Women in the left call, have you ever watched Rich Housewives of anywhere? They call themselves stuff that's far worse than anything I've ever said, and certainly far worse than.
Here's an example. Rosie O'Donnell came out and called, and there's no proof of it. Lindsey Graham, you know, you closeted all these names, and the left all praises it. It's like another mean lesbian. And I'm not against women that like women. The point is that she's just the stereotypical mean lesbian. But why is the left allowed to, like you said, white people call black people the N-word, and to the left it's okay? It's just sick.
It is sick, but again, we allow it because we aren't fighting back. And I look, how many people do you know, Alex, honest to God, who talk the talk but don't walk the walk? These are people that say, yeah, man, I'm in the fight. And then you say, okay, here's what the fight requires. It requires you to donate. It requires you to press. You know,
oh, I know a bunch of talk show hosts that begged to come on the show. And as soon as I got banned everywhere, they thought, oh, I can't come on your show. I might get banned, which it doesn't hurt. I don't need them for the show. That they're right. Such cowards.
Let me say something about that. You're the first TV broadcast that I've done, and I got asked by a lot of people to come on. I did no media after that because they were all like, Kevin, come on and tell your story to bash Fox. But it was funny. I said, the first show I want to do, and it turned out that your producer contacted me. I said, I want to do Alex Jones because I couldn't do that show before. I want people to understand that I'm not afraid to go on and have people go, oh, there's Kevin on Alex Jones. Bring it. You know, look, my story is my story. It'll be the same wherever I go. But I wanted to make it your show for this reason.
And again, they build straw men about me that aren't true, and then tell everybody not to come on the show, just like they build straw men about you. But even though I was Charlie Manson, you're allowed to go on what shows you want. They even threaten people. Don't interview Jones, or we'll ban you, because he's so bad. Well, wait. I mean, the Ayatollah Khomeini was interviewed by 60 Minutes. What is this new thing where you better not talk to somebody? Because they want to build the straw man and lie about what I said and not have you hear the real one. That's why I hate being censored. It's not that I'm not on those platforms. It's that now that I'm not on those platforms, they can tell the most outrageous, crazy lies, and I can't respond.
But here's the good news, and I think from my perspective, and possibly for yours as well. People know who I am. They say, you know, Kevin's a principled guy. I didn't go try to hammer Fox after they let me go. That's their prerogative. They can do what they want to do. But I plan on making myself bigger than anything they possibly thought I could be. And that's going to be our revenge, Alex. In the long run, is we will put these dudes, we were going to put their lights out. I don't know how, but I know we have the capability.
I totally agree. I want you to come back home the next week if you can and talk about the documentary Bleeding Blue. But spend a few minutes on that right now, or 45 seconds on Bleeding Blue, the documentary.
So I made this film because a friend of mine wanted me to bridge the gap between police and the black community and end the violence to some degree. We were going to do a book, and I told him I'll do a movie. So we'll put my little bit of fortune I had into it. Alex, I swear to you, best documentary you'll ever see. This movie is spectacular. And if you can't get to a location because we're going to try to expand it, check it out. Get the DVD. We're putting them up today. It's pre-orders, but we're going to put them up. It is
BleedingBlueMovie.com, and I want to have you back up next week with clips, a full hour on BleedingBlueMovie.com because it's so important. Doesn't mean police are perfect. It means the globalists want to overthrow our local government and install their new system, and then the police will be bad. Amazing. BleedingBlueMovie.com. Kevin Jackson, thank you so much, and God bless.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesce Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
I want to just say that I get so angry at the globalists, sometimes a little bit negative on air, and I apologize for that. But we're really making major headway here with globalism being exposed and what's happening. And this crew, this whole office, and everybody gets as much credit as I get or as you get. We're all in this together. And the producers of this show, Daria and the rest of the folks, Faith Goldie, Kevin Jackson, Gavin McGinnis, hosting the fourth hour, are doing a kick-butt job, so we're very, very thankful for all of you. I just watch them smirking and BuzzFeed and all these anti-free speech groups that are the anti-free speech police bragging how they're censoring conservatives all over the news. Then they have congressional hearings and Google and Facebook and Twitter deny it's happening when we have Project Veritas videos admitting it. Then they had a big city event paid for with taxpayer money, blocking off Congress Street, the main street downtown, with a big stage with almost no attendees to hear the piss feed fake news king who openly brags he censors InfoWars and goes around and manages that, Charlie Weasel, smiling and laughing about how they were censoring conservatives because we're fake because they said so. It's so authoritarian. It's so sick. So I want to air this footage because it was going viral on YouTube on fan channels, and they banned those fan channels. So they're going to have an event called the Fake News of Alex Jones and Donald Trump, And then they're going to ban us when we show up, even responding. But guess what, jerks? We have InfoWars.com with the videos all posted. I looked at our servers this morning, 300,000+ viewers on our video feed. So you fail again.
It's that America is awake.
Imagine how mad it makes him that we're here, that we exist.
It's illegal.
I hobble because my Achilles is gone. I've been waiting to have surgery. It's going to be 7 weeks off my legs.
You're a face mark user in the third dimension. Partisan a meeting with the little free speech police, Mr. Weasel here. You guys are losing so big time. No followers, no listeners. Oh, this is where I get slandered a lot about so they can build a straw man.
Like it's an event named after me, and they're asking me to please leave.
This day dossier for the lies about WMDs in the New York Times, these are the people that get people killed right here. These are leftovers, the corporate press, and Google that works with communist China, censoring people, and we're here to cover it. We're here. You want to lie about me and have an event about me and then slander and defame me? And then you guys can edit my videos and put them up and not let me put the real videos I put up, like they did on Twitter. When I said Antifa is doxing members of Congress and Congress should be prepared to protect themselves. So you edited the tape and said that I said attack the press. These people are lying scum. These are the people that helped Hitler, helped Stalin come to power. These are the authoritarian bootlickers of the establishment. You have these events, I'm here to expose this fraud. I'm here, just like in Congress have hearings about me, I go there. And I get in their face and I expose the truth, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to stand for what I really said, not what you people edit. It's George Soros that's your main funder, who is a Nazi collaborator. But you guys call everybody a Nazi all day long and then try to suppress people's speech. You are the modern book burners. These people are up here to sell their agenda. You need to turn into gas and brakes. The point is that this is a reality. Yes, no, you're here lying about me. You're here never letting me face my accusers and hoping you can shut down the truth, which is the opposite. We have four times the traffic we ever had. Hundreds and hundreds of new stations. We're exploding. You are failing. We have the eternal documents of the plan, and they're all coming up.
Listen to him boo. America is back. America's awake. Boo! That's the trigger. America! Ah! Ah! Like a vampire, the sun comes up.
Exposing the censorship of Google and Apple. He has a lot of secrets here.
Cal Bullhorn.
All of you are hereby put on notice that you are engaged in criminal activity and sedition against this republic. The answer to your tyranny, the answer to your 1984 system, is 1776. You are broken. Your system is broken. You have taken America's kindness for weakness. Many of you are simply followers. Many of you have reflected glory from your god Hillary, the fallen witch. You miscalculated. Fake news cannot survive while the real news is there. Now begin to experience true information warfare using truth and action and courage and focus and daring. So prepare yourselves. You've declared war on the First Amendment. You've declared war on free speech. We now take the challenge, not to censor like you do, but to stand against you and to fight even harder for our birthright that you are trying to steal.
All right, that's good. The full video has been up on Infowars.com, so good job, the crew, though. We got Gavin McGinnis coming up the fourth hour. Call people on the phone. Text them. Say, hey, Infowars.com/show. Gavin McGinnis is on fire. He's getting banned everywhere, too. Tune into this Patriot coming up in the next hour. He also has a show on CRTV. Get off my lawn with Gavin McGinnis. So Gavin McGinnis coming up. Don't forget, we have the new product, Happies, with all the herbs that are key at InfowarsStore.com. And big specials in.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.